Hello and welcome to a very special episode of The Jet Set, where today we're taking you down to the heart of Cajun country.
That's right. We're taking you to explore Lafayette, Louisiana, renowned for its rich cultural heritage, lively music scene, and delicious cuisine.
So buckle up and get ready because we're about to get Cajun right here on The Jet Set.
Welcome aboard. Bobby Lori and Nikki Noya have your ticket to travel, food, fitness, and everything you need for an on-the-go lifestyle. Grab your boarding pass. It's time to jet set.
Lafayette is a vibrant city located in southwestern Louisiana, which embraces its Cajun and Creole roots, evident in its festivals, music, and culinary traditions.
Visitors can experience the lively atmosphere of local dance halls, where Cajun and Zydeco music fill the air, and enjoy authentic Cajun dishes like gumbo, boudin, yum, and crawfish. In addition to cultural offerings, Lafayette is a hub for arts and education, with museums, galleries, and the University of Louisiana at Lafayette contributing to the city's intellectual and creative energy.
The city's warm and welcoming community, combined with its unique blend of cultural influences, makes Lafayette a special destination for those seeking a taste of Louisiana's distinct heritage. Welcome to Lafayette.
I have something very, very fun planned for you today.
Okay.
Something that you absolutely love.
All right.
And it's something that is unique to here. It's made here and it's all over the world.
Do I have to guess or are you going to show me?
I'm going to show you and you're going to love it.
I like traveling with you again.
I know. So, Bobby, when I was putting this itinerary together for you, I know you love all things that are spicy.
I do.
Tabasco. So look where we are. Look where I brought you.
The Tabasco Museum.
The home of Tabasco.
You're making up for leaving me behind the whole last year. Slowly. You're getting there.
I know. But it's cool because we're going to learn how it's made. We're going to learn about the history of the island.
And you're going to try it for me, right?
I'm going to try to try it.
Okay, good.
I'm going to try it. Tabasco Museum.
Made from three simple ingredients, Tabasco peppers, vinegar, and salt, this hot sauce is a local staple and a brand known around the world. It's so popular that it's worked its way into pop culture.
And they had Tabasco lottery tickets.
Scratchy.
Hot cash.
Hot cash.
I never noticed that the name of the company that makes Tabasco is actually on the label.
I know, and what an interesting family, too.
Known for its pungent and spicy flavor, the sauce is aged in wooden barrels for several years to develop its distinct flavor profile.
Where did you come from? I didn't realize it takes 5 years to make Tabasco sauce.
I had no idea.
Tabasco is closely associated with the McKillahenny Company, which has been producing Tabasco sauce since the 1860s on Avery Island, Louisiana. Tabasco sauce has become a widely used condiment around the world and is often used to enhance the tastes of foods, ranging from Mexican and Cajun dishes to Bloody Mary cocktails.
We're gonna go try some yummies. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm probably gonna get to like stage three of spice.
Oh, come on now.
Which one do you have a favorite?
I do.
Yes,
mine.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet and spicy.
Roasted, and do you like the scorpion?
The scorpion.
Scorpion.
Yes.
Ooh. I'll try cayenne garlic.
I'm doing the buffalo one.
Very fast.
It's delicious.
Actually, the cayenne and garlic sauce goes really good with pretzels. So this is the original. That's what Nikki's gonna need. I'll go up to the scorpion.
Can't really do spicy things.
No.
No.
She can today.
Say more of this
side. Oh, okay. More of these guys over here.
Here's scorpion.
I heard you guys have little ice cream back there. Can I try some?
Thank you. Oh, wow.
Actually, this is really good.
You're converting her.
The raspberry chipotle is delicious.
With my lips still burning, it was time to head back to Lafayette to meet someone crafting something very different, but still uniquely Acadian.
Bobby, this is the place I was telling you about.
Really?
Yeah, we're gonna go look at hats.
Alrighty.
Look at this cool place I found, Bobby.
Looks perfect for you.
I know.
You love hats.
No, this is so cool.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, so you can design your own custom. You know how I have like my famous hat that I wear all over the world?
So I like how you were telling me about this, but it's more for you.
It's really for
me.
Yeah,
I thought so.
You can customize your own. You know how I like to like put things on it everywhere I go? Look, I can start anew.
One way Lafayette is preserving its Cajun culture is through the crafting of quality goods. We sat down with the owner, Colby, to learn more about his story.
Being so prideful of our culture, my wife and I, you know, once we had children and started kind of settling down in that way, we just decided we wanted to come back home. And Lafayette is quite literally the heartbeat, you know, the pulse of the Cajun culture, especially where things are kind of nourished and curated as it pertains to preservation.
So tell me also about the Nutria. This is like a very also Cajun.
It is. Nutria fur, I would say, is comparable to beaver fur. Beaver fur is the gold standard in hat making. It really makes the highest quality felt hat, fur felt hat. You know, they last anywhere from 100 to 150 years.
Whoa.
You can wear it in pouring rain. They really hold their shape well. They're just really workhorse hats. You know, so if you've ever kind of heard of the terminology of like a beaver hat, you know, surrounding a cowboy, you know, for example, and what they do, they've got a beaver hat and a duster, you know, some good leather boots, and those types of things protect them while they're exposed to the elements.
You know, I learned so much about Tabasco.
I know.
It's a brand that we all know, but I never really thought I would enjoy Tabasco ice cream as much as I did, but it was really good.
That was crazy. I also liked in the shop where you could taste all the different levels. I made it to maybe level 2.
Yeah.
I think you might have been at like the very end.
I was, I took them all.
And let's not forget about our visit with Colby and his awesome hat shop. I really love the craftsmanship and soul he puts into his business and Colby, thank you. Look what he gave me, this. And we both love the color green. And yeah. You guys know that I travel with this hat wherever I go. And that hat shop was so cool. So,
yeah, and a nice little trade there too.
Yeah, it was really cool. Well, we've got to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to indulge in some Cajun foods and you don't want to miss it because everything was absolutely
everything was delicious.
Delicious.
Everywhere we went.
It's cool, right?
It is cool. Mm-hmm.
Today we're exploring some of what Lafayette, Louisiana has to offer, and that means food!
That's right, Nikki, but before we get on to the food, can we have a cup of coffee first?
Mm. Bobby, I heard this place was delicious!
Well, I'm hungry.
Me too!
And I want coffee.
Yeah, me too.
Do you? Ooh. What are you buying me?
I know, do you want some?
Food and travel always go hand in hand, but there are few places where the food and culture are more linked than in Lafayette. This means even a stop for a morning coffee can be a delicious start to the day.
I am having the most fun in Lafayette, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun. That Tabasco factory was really cool.
I mean, could you believe all the different kinds of Tabascos there are?
Oh, I can. Yeah. Can you? I eat them all the time.
I know, I still can't feel my lips. Today, I have so many fun things planned for you. We're gonna do a Cajun food tour. It's gonna be amazing, I know it. And then I have a special surprise for you.
You put a lot of planning into this.
I know.
I'm very surprised.
Drinking and fun and learning about stuff and a little bit more drinking. Are you ready?
I'm a little bit worried about what a Nikki Noya surprise looks like, though.
You're gonna love it.
Am I?
The morning stop for coffee was complete, so it's time for our next adventure, a culinary food tour to experience the Cajun classics.
Hi, Marie, I'm Nikki.
Hey, nice to meet you. Thanks so much for coming. I'm so glad to have y'all today.
I'm so excited to have y'all.
So this looks like a lot of fun.
It is so much fun.
So what's something that I can look forward to that you just can't wait for me to try?
Well, one of the main reasons that that I do this is because I have this secret desire for everyone to love boudin.
Okay.
So I'm very much looking forward. I'm very much looking forward to turning you on to boudin. It's a Cajun staple. We eat literally thousands and thousands of pounds of boudin a day in just Acadiana. Yeah, it's fast food. It's Cajun fast food.
We have a lot to learn. I am so excited to start this tour. Right. So let's go, Maria.
All right. Allah.
When in Lafayette, you must experience the food, and the best way to do that is with Cajun Food Tours. Cajun Food Tours takes you off the beaten path to the hidden gems in and near Lafayette, which is the heart of Cajun country.
Bobby, I love this food tour.
I know, and a lot of the stops that we're visiting are small businesses that are family-owned and operating.
I know, it's amazing, so we're gonna go try some gumbo now. Let's go.
Our first stop was at Ton's, where we would try a classic gumbo, which was paired with a side of the history of the dish and area.
Okay, so Bobby, we're supposed to have some potato salad and dip it in.
I'm going all in. Who says no to chicken sausage?
Their last name is George.
It's so good.
After just one taste, I can see why gumbo is a local favorite, but now I can't wait to taste more.
Did you enjoy your gumbo?
That was so delicious.
Our next stop would take us to BJ's Sandwich Shop for what I'm told is the best shrimp po' boy in town.
So this is your first po' boy? You've never had one before?
This is my first shrimp po' boy.
Okay.
I know.
You gotta try it though. I mean, they're delicious, but I bet you they're even more delicious from here.
You know when you walk into a place and you just know it's going to be delicious?
And the look of it?
This is one of those places. Let's go. Ready?
Wow.
Okay.
And of course, a little Tabasco goes with any Cajun dish.
All right.
Well, here we are at Nunu's Fresh
Market.
Ready? This is my first time having boudin.
Me too.
I know, let's go see what it's all about. Come on.
Up next is Nunu's Market, a favorite spot for locals to get specialty meats and local ingredients. Nunu's offers prepared foods that shouldn't be missed.
Right, y'all, I'm gonna tell you about that first time.
See, this is fast food you can eat.
This is so good.
With locals lining up for a taste of their amazing boudin balls and house-made sausage, I had to grab a few things to take home.
I got the most fun things ever.
Can't take you anywhere.
I got injectable rather than butter.
Then it was off to our final stop, Fezzo's Seafood Steakhouse and Oyster Bar.
Think he's gonna eat alligator?
Here we are.
Fried gator.
Ashtriusa.
For over two decades, Fezzo's has been serving Cajun dishes like the grilled oysters and fried alligator we were there to try.
Okay, Bobby, what should we try first?
I say we go for the alligator.
Let's do it.
Let's try it.
Let's do it.
Have you had alligator before?
I have actually, but this is supposed to be the best.
And I can see why.
It's really good.
Nikki, I noticed your margarita is disappearing.
It is, and do you know why?
Why is that?
Not only can you get two for one, but the margaritas here are topped with rum, Bobby.
It's probably why it's so delicious.
I know, and did you know that we're actually going to a rum distillery also on this trip?
I didn't know that. That's why you're here. You plan everything perfectly.
I know all the things that you like to do. Hey, I'm Nikki.
Hey, I'm Tate.
Hey, Tate, so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Tate, pleased to meet you. Welcome to Wildcat Brothers of Gator Cove.
Thank you so much. Okay, this place is amazing. What's going on here?
So this was a seafood restaurant for about 50 years.
No way.
Yeah, and December 28, 2019, we bought it. So our timing was impeccable, you know what I mean? So when we bought the restaurant, this was kind of an iconic place. Our roof, I mean, you can see it from the air. It says Gator Cove. Mm. So it is about a 2.5-acre property that we're trying to turn into a really great rum distiller and a place to appreciate good rum and good cocktail.
Tell me about the relationship that you have with the local farmers and how everything is kind of intertwined in this community.
Absolutely. So Nikki, I jokingly call this the Napa Valley of rum, of sugarcane actually. The best sugarcane in the world is happening right here. And everything we drink today is gonna be coming from within 50 miles of this location. And what's unique about that is, so we get our sugar from a variety of different places, but we get it from the very first sugar mill in Louisiana. So, I mean, there's people's M.A. Patu and Sons, they're still making sugar. We're also getting it from some of the local co-ops. So we actually know the farmers and they're part of the business as well. I wake up in the morning and talk to my wife, and then I do check-ins with the farmers to see, you know, hey, how's it going and what's going on? So we really take it as
an extended family.
Yeah, it really is. And I jokingly tell people when we started this, it was all about, let's make some rum, sell some rum, but now, I'm the biggest champion for farmers, for agriculture, for manufacturing. And really it kind of changes your vision, because that bottle that we're drinking, you know, there's a lot of people connected to that. We're really proud to bring people along.
So this is where we're gonna have a nice Bloody Mary, yeah, I heard. This is the spot.
It is. So welcome to our clubhouse.
I love it.
Clubhouse.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. So this is gonna be made with our sweet Crude Marie, which is a rum we specifically developed for Bloody Marys.
I love it.
Yeah, we're adventurous drinkers here, and when we started out drinking with regular sweet crude, and then we decided to, well, let's take it up a notch.
You never had a Bloody Mary with rum, right?
No. See? I am adventurous. There you go.
That's adventurous.
This is the adventure that I like.
Yeah.
Oh, Lexi, right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You might want to get your own because I have with you. This is delicious, you guys.
I'm happy to see you have. Oh, look, I did have my own. Thanks for thinking of me, Lexi.
Thank you.
Because Nikki wasn't planning on sharing.
Nope.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you in the Christmas spirit?
I really am, but right now I'm in the tapas spirit. I'm so lonely. I can't wait to have a little tapas and maybe some sangria.
Maybe. That's probably a definite.
No, it's a definite.
Lafayette's charm is on full display at the Miracle at Pamplona. This Christmas-themed pop-up cocktail bar serves holiday cocktails in a festive setting. With kitschy holiday decor, professionally developed cocktails, and the nostalgic energy of the best Christmas party you've ever been to, Miracle is sure to get even the grouchiest Grinch in the holiday spirit.
Bobby, I mean, if you love Christmas,
yeah, I know.
Then going to Pamplona will blow your mind. That place was amazing.
It really was amazing.
I just loved it.
You couldn't leave there not in the Christmas spirit.
It was, I mean, with the movies that were playing on there and the way they decorated it, it was so awesome. Oh my God. I mean, it doesn't go on year round, but what I love is how much fun the town has its celebration of the holidays. Well, it's time again for another break, but we've got history, we've got music, and we've got another head-to-head competition that you don't want to miss, and it's all coming up right here on the Jet Set. Don't go anywhere. Who wins?
Welcome back to the Jet Set, where today we're exploring Lafayette, Louisiana. You know, Lafayette has a rich history that we've explored through its food and goods, but it's time to take a deeper dive into how the area came to be, starting with, well, of course, more food.
Bobby, are you enjoying our time in Lafayette so far?
I really am. The food is delicious.
I mean, we're having beignets, we're having Baudin balls, we're having some biscuits with gravy. But today we're going to start to dive into a little bit of the history of the area, the history of Cajun, and probably eat some more delicious food. Are you ready?
I'm ready. You know I love history and culture.
Okay, Bobby, we've had a little bit of the cuisine, we've learned a little bit about the history, and now I've brought you back in time, actually, to Vermilionville, and Camille is going to show us what it was really like to live back in the day. Camille, thank you so much for having us.
Thank y'all. We're very happy to have you here at Vermilionville. So Vermilionville, by the way, original name of Lafayette, Louisiana, is where we have historic homes, as well as costumed historians, who really show you what life was like in Southwest Louisiana between 1760 and 1890.
Perfect, let's go explore. Come on, guys.
Alrighty.
Let's go back in time.
This living history museum and cultural center provides visitors with a glimpse into the diverse cultures and lifestyles of the Acadian, Native American, and Creole peoples who inhabited this region.
So we're gonna start off with this house right here. This house is what we call La Maison de Culture, the house culture.
Okay.
And it was originally built circa 1845 for a family of 11
people. Whoa.
The site helps preserve and promote the unique cultural heritage of the region with its historic homes, artisan workshops, and exhibits that showcase the traditional crafts, music, and cuisine of the area.
So at the end of the 19th century, in the United States, 40% of the U.S. population spoke a language other than English as their primary language. And for example, German was the second most common language in the U.S.
Wow.
20% of the population speaking it. And then, get to Louisiana.
particularly Southwest Louisiana, this region that we now call Acadiana, and you have 65 to 85% of the population speaking either Louisiana Creole or Louisiana French. This is right around the time that you start to see the movement that we call Anglo-Americanization. You see, you have this sort of ideal of what a good American citizen looks like. And that's gonna be pretty much your WAF, your white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Look at Southwest Louisiana.
Right.
We're a little different. There was this effort nationwide to basically force assimilation. When you look at a culture, you look at it like a wheel with different spokes. Language is the hub of that wheel. You take away that center, everything else is gonna fall out. You might have some things that stick, but you are going to lose things.
Well,
that was a lot of fun.
Wasn't it cool? Well, we've had a little history. Mm-hmm. We've learned a little bit mm-hmm. about this area. Now are you ready for a little friendly competition?
Where you lose again? Yeah, I'm ready.
We shall see, Robert. We shall see. So I brought you here to Rock and Bowl for a little bowling competition. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready to beat you again, yeah.
And listen, because we've done a little bit about the food, we've done some about the history of this area, so I have just the person now to teach us about the music of this area. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Come on, I'm just the man.
Okay.
Come on. Hey, Chubby, I'm Nikki.
Hey, how y'all doing?
So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Welcome to Lafayette.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've tried some of the food. We've learned a little bit about the history, but we heard that you were the man to talk to about music. Tell us a little bit about the music that you is so close to your heart.
Yeah, the culture of it, man, because you know what? We have Zydeco music that's in our blood. We got a Zydeco band, we got a Cajun band. It's all mixed in with like making a good gumbo.
Oh, I like it.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You see, we love our food in Louisiana. You know that. And the add-on, we got our music, our culture, our heritage. You know, we learn from our fathers, grandfathers. We bring the music together, generation to generation to generation. But when you hear the music itself, it's infectious. You start to listen to it, you just get, oh, I just want to just dance to this music. You can't sit to it.
Let's go listen.
That's
come
great.
On,
let's go listen
Chubby,
to it.
Let's
that's
go.
Great. That's
Welcome.
The competition was tough, but in the end, I took the win. It was a sweet end to our wonderful time in Lafayette. Winner!
Yes, yes, congratulations on your bowling win. But can we talk about how amazing the music was?
That music, and what I loved is every single person got up to dance. Every single person, young, old, I mean, and everyone in between. It was the energy in there was just incredible. And it was also incredible to meet Chubby, and he was so amazing. And I love how much the music and food is so unique
it
to
really
that
is.
Area. It was just incredible. Well, it's time for one last break, but there's still more of the Jet Set still to come.
That was
awesome.
A lot of fun.
Just awesome. Okay, everybody, it's time for the go, where this week we've got just a few of the stops we didn't have time to show you. Okay, first, go eat at the Flats. Located in the heart of the city, this is the perfect spot to stop for lunch. A simple, unfussy menu and welcoming atmosphere is simply a must while strolling the streets of Lafayette, and that place was delicious. Next, go visit Parish Inc., filled with artful products focused on South Louisiana roots. Their designs express the cultural nuances of South Louisiana through vibrant color and a whole lot of love for their homeland. And finally, go to Sunday Soda Fountain. Enjoy a modern soda fountain experience. The friendly staff will make you feel right at home, and you can enjoy anything from incredible milkshakes mm-hmm. to craft cocktails, all while feeling like you are part of the family. Yeah. Everything was so delicious.
Everything was delicious, and the cocktails there were amazing too. Ooh. Well, that's it for our trip to Cajun Country. We hope that you've enjoyed it, and please consider this hidden gem for your next vacation.
And also a special thanks to Jesse Goudry and the team at the Lafayette Convention and Visitors Commission for hosting us. Thank you so much,
Thank
everybody.
You so
it was
much.
So fun.
Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Do you know how many different things of spices and seasonings I brought home?
Yeah,
I have now an entire cabinet of just Cajun and Creole seasonings.
And
so
I did
delicious.
Take home the hottest Tabasco.